We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
My blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados and in the Eastern Caribbean. It is always a privilege and an exciting time to come to you on Friday mornings at 11:30 to greet you in the most powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to remind you that Jesus is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And despite what you may see or hear or know, He is still King of Barbados. Praise the Lord. And I want you to rejoice because we love Him. He loves us. Bless God. Despite what we've been through, He's still the God that we sing about in our national anthem. The Lord being the people's guide for past 300 years. Praise God. Of course, I'm excited to welcome these men of God and women of God in this studio. Apostle Chris, I welcome you again. Praise God. Elder Octave, I welcome you. And Reverend Gail Price, I welcome you to the studio to share with us this morning. And I ask that we reward this time. We ask Apostle Chris to lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we are honored to call upon your great name. You have been a people's guide for the past 300 years, and we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your interaction with us in Barbados. We pray you'll never leave us, Lord, that your arms will always be open to us, and may our hearts also be open to you, to receive you, so that all the things, all the plans you have all for our lives can be transferred to us, and we can live them out for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. Bless God. Well, I'm sure that you remember that last week we had an exciting time, Apostle Chris and I, as we celebrated our 50th year as a married couple. Praise God. And we had a glorious time. I want to say a loud thank you to all of you who call and wish us well, congratulated us. But especially I want to say thanks to the very special people that God has given me at Mount Zion Missions. My pastoral staff and all the events planning committee members and my leadership and the members of the Aquila and Priscilla, which is our marriage ministry. They knocked it out of the ballpark. Thank you so much, Sister Betty and Richard, and Minister Justin and Shaquilla, and the Pickups. Praise God, Marcy and Wajib Pickup. Thank you for, you know, being such great ministers of God. You know, I'm glad that I've been able over the years to serve you. So when your time has come to serve me, you know how to do it well. You know, the standard of excellence that's expected, and you did reach that level. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you continually to serve in His kingdom wherever He has placed you, faithfully knowing that the reward doesn't come from man. The reward comes duly from the Lord Jesus Christ, who's always seeing and always taking note of what we're doing for the kingdom. Praise God. I'm going to give her a wonderful thank you because she's sitting here looking so innocent, but she's not innocent because I had, Pastor Chris and I had all wedding vows renewed, yeah. And she did too.
Yes.
We had over 20 couples, including Reverend Gail Price and Elder
Andrew.
Listen to me, and Elder Andrew too.
Let's not forget that.
Maybe I'm glad you put that one in. 20 couples said, you know what, if our apostles are going to renew their vows, we're going to do it too. We're going to join them. It was so amazingly wonderful and beautiful. And the ladies wore white. Gorgeous. It was a spectacle. It was a spectacle. And the men looked great. And Apostle Crystal, I wore gold. And he had his gold tied to match my gold outfit. And he looked really nice. Praise God.
That's all these are some great ladies.
And they sent us away to. So we come away in the west at the nice hotel on the south coast, And, you know, it was really a grand time. We thank God. And I want you to know that God favors you. God appreciates that you appreciate his servant.
Amen.
And that goes without saying. So I thank you all. I bless you in Jesus' name. And I want to ask God continual blessing on all couples out there that are listening, knowing that even when you go through the tough times, God is still God. Mm-hmm. And you can still depend on him and trust him. You don't throw each other away because you go through a tough time. You solve the problem by the grace of God, take it to the Lord, and then keep going. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And so 50 years is not 50 days with this gentleman here. Praise God. Gentleman. Praise God. And he said to me on Sunday, he loves me the same as when he first met me and adores me. So I feel good to know that I'm loving. He can feel good to know that he is loved by me as well. Praise God. I really do appreciate him. And I know he appreciates me as well. And I do whatever I can to make sure that he is comfortable and happy. And if he's not feeling well, that's not a good thing, because men are not good when they're not feeling well. Praise God. I try my best to make sure that he gets better as quick as possible so we can return to normalcy. Let's go. Hallelujah. So all that is in the, you know, the whole process. Thank you very much. So let's continue to share on the word, the theme for this year that God has given to us. It's a new day. It's a new year. It's our kingdom jubilee year of fulfillment. And isn't it funny that, you know, I never thought, the thoughts never came to me when the Lord gave me the word that we all, that I was going to be celebrating 50 years.
Right.
That never was in my head. Mm. But God knew it, and God set that apart and made that a part of the celebration. Praise God. And for the 30 years at the Mount Zion's Missions, for me, 42 years as a pastor, and then 50 years being married to each other. But we also talking about what God will do in these last days in terms of Isaiah 61:3. In our new era and in our new day, we expect to see the glory of God manifested on our lives, manifested in our churches, manifested in our nation, manifested in our homes and our families. Must be, because God promised us that we must arise and shine, for our light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon us, but he also reminded us that there'd be gross darkness. And guess what? We're smack right in the middle of the gross darkness. Well, I think you could read those scriptures for me from Isaiah 60:1-3. Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning to all the listeners. Isaiah 60, the glory of Zion. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Verse 3.
Praise God. When we look at the statistics in the papers on homicides, 31 young men, the last one being 21 years. And in there we have a 14-year-old. Was just at a sports activity, mm-hmm. and he lost his life. We are really experiencing darkness, not just darkness, but gross darkness. There's such a pull away from God in Barbados. When I learned that there were over 60,000 persons, I don't know if that could be right, that were now saying that they're not Christians anymore, atheists, and we keep bragging that we're still Christian, all the signs are there. People are walking away from God. People are moving away from the service, serving God and loving God and looking to God. We look to God when we have a problem.
Right.
Once the problem is solved, then we put God in the back burner. In a few days, today's Friday, in a few days, I would say, we're going to have half-naked women on the streets. I mean, it's gross indecency. And we keep doing it over and over, and nobody tried to stop it. Nobody put any stop gas in place. The NCF should have some requirements
standards
as to how far a person could go with their costume. But obviously that's not so. So they wear nothing. Our women wear nothing. And then we wonder, why do young people are so terrible. Why they feel, because the older ones that should not matter, a lot of those women on the streets are grandmothers and mothers and have children. Bad examples to the children. What can you pass on to a child? They could go there on the streets naked, everything showing, and gyrate and, you know, and behave in the most indecent way. And just for fun, and drink as many drinks as you can drink. I believe that we should have, to me, and I know I'm going to get a lot of people telling me off. I really don't care because I'm used to that. My voice is a voice that will speak whether you like me or not. I feel like somehow this year with all the bloodshed, we should have pause on all of the carrying on and the walking up and stuff. Just pause. Give yourself a break from all of that. Give yourself a break. Give the country a break. And let's reflect and you know, begin to look inward and stuff. Mm-hmm. I believe we should have just stop. My God, stop for this year. It would have killed you. It would just give you time to really catch yourself. Can't you catch yourself? 31 murders and we jumping up in the streets. Huh? And carrying on. Like nothing has happened. 31 lives have been taken, bloodshed and all across the place. Something's three in 1 week. We can carry on. That is gross darkness.
That is.
It's not the Barbados that I know. It's not this Barbados. It's foreign to me. It's foreign to many of you that are listening. What are we going to do about it? Keep jumping and keep dancing? Or am I married? Well, we still have to do our own thing. Life still must go on. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Life must go on. But we have to be very careful that we're not flying in the face of God. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're not saying, whatever happened, we're going to do what we have to do. You know, and be what we have to be and behave the way we want to behave. I have a young lady who worked with me at one point, and she told me she was going to stop. She told me, when you are in those bands jumping, all kinds of things happen to you. Mm-hmm. She said, I can tell you things happen to me. All kinds of hands go all over your body, all kinds of stuff. Why the young ladies walk out, oh, they're half naked for men to rope them, and the devil is a liar. And I'm praying that God will begin to cause the women of this nation to see themselves as precious gems that belong to the Lord, and treasure themselves and value themselves, and don't go up there and be a free for all, you know, just in the name of fun and excitement. Somebody must take some responsibility and act maturely and do the right thing. In Jesus' name, praise God. So we are still going to rise up, Reverend Gail.
Yes.
And we're going to shine. And we're going to keep speaking. When good men do nothing, evil will prevail. And this good woman here will always open her mouth and speak in the face of all negative things and things that are ugly as destroying our nation. I'm not here to sell my book, but my book spoke about it. Talk about the moral meltdown. We've gone onto the toilet with our behavior. And I'm begging, I'm appealing as a minister of the church. I'm appealing as a grandmother. I'm appealing as a mother. Please, let's stop the rot. Let's check ourselves. Let's get back to a civil society with some morals and some values we can pass on to our children. If we have nothing to pass on, we're going to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. And the darkness will increase and there'll be no light. But I'm so glad the church is rising up. Mm-hmm. The church is going to have on Kaduma Day, while they're reveling in the streets, they're going to be reveling in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to have prayer. I want to commend the efforts of the Faith Freedom in Barbados. And I want to commend the support of the Operation Intercession Barbados and 10,000 Points of Light.
Yes,
these three ministries that have, you know, that are behind the idea of this Kaduma Day of Prayer. Praise God. Petitioning God for our country and our families. Having a time of inspiration and information. Intercession and adoration of our God. We need it. We need it. We need to pause. We will pause. Praise God. And of course, they'll be having it at Mount Zion Missions, my church over in Rwanda. And, well, not my church, belongs to the Lord. And I'm pleased to be able to open the doors of the church that God has built to those persons. Freely come and do what they have to do for God and pray together so that we can, you know, have some sense of fresh direction, some sense of hearing what God was saying to us. And I believe that we are coming with anticipation that God will speak to us. Praise God. I'm coming to hear from God. There'll be many ministers there, men of God, elders in the Lord, and I'm sure that God will speak to them, to speak to us. Mm-hmm. So we're glad that, you know, we have this chance, but for you, to rise and let our light shine, even in the midst of the darkness. Praise God. And of course, I believe that, you know, when we get together, God gives respect to that. Yeah? He recognizes that, and he himself will turn up and do what he has to do. So when the darkness gets really gross, that's when the church will really be seen. Yeah? In our country, we have failures of parents. No parenting. Our children are where they are because there's no parenting. Sometimes we've gone to those, we have several ministries in areas that are predisposed to violence and so on. Like Gall Hill, Eden Lodge, Chapman, those areas and so on. Sometimes it's really hard sometimes to get the children out. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the parents are still stuck in this, why you have to go to church? Why you have to go to church, you know? And the thing is, if you ask the parents to send the kids to Sunday school, they'll stop and ask the parents, Ricardo, you want to go to church? You want to go to Sunday school? No, ma, I don't want to go. And then you say, well, they don't want to go. How can you let a child decide such an important thing in his life? And I'm really glad for the Prime Minister's call and challenge to the nation, the nation's children, to get back to Sunday school.
Amen. So
we have to make, we have to turn a corner, man. We have to do something. We can't stay on this trajectory and expect to have something grand happen. If we continue on this trajectory, we're going to go headlong into destruction and chaos. That's the truth. So we have to pause. Pull up, man. Pull the handbrakes. You know what I'm saying? And stop. And say, look, We ain't doing well. Let's stop. Let's cry and weep before the Lord. And let his light shine on us in the midst of the darkness. Praise God. I open it to whoever he'll to share and then these two men of God.
When I think of arising and shining, right there it speaks about, I think about Jesus saying that we are the light of the world. As we arise, our light must shine. And in shining, then the glory of the Lord will come. When we look at the darkness and the thick darkness, it reminds me also of Proverbs 29:18, and it says that a nation without any vision, the people will cast off all restraint. And when you look at a different version, it says, without revelation, without the guidance of God, the people cast off all restraints. They cast it off. They're no longer restrained by morals and values. And we have lost that in this nation. Yes. And we need to recalibrate, as I said earlier, and get back on track. And it is only that can happen when we have the guidance of God, when we have the ability as people of God to, wherever we are, shine our light.
Yes.
Wherever we are, show that there is something better. That word there in verse 1 says to break forth with the light of a new day.
Yeah,
we must realize that this is a new day despite the darkness that we are seeing. It is a new day. God is changing and changing everything that is around us, and we need to be there and make sure that we apply the light. Where is that light? Not in the four walls of the church. That light is when we go to the supermarket and we meet the cashier, when we go to a doctor's office or we go into town, wherever we go, if we are at the bus stop, wherever we are, that we can show, we can mirror Jesus.
Yeah.
We can tell somebody about the Lord, that we can share some level of that light. Then we will see the glory manifested. And we will see the light, the darkness, the light dispel the darkness. And that is what God is asking for. The church, the believers, the body of believers, to shine, begin to shine their light upon the nations, upon the people of God.
Yes.
And we will see the results.
Yes,
and God is going, I believe God is going to change it around when we get into that place as a people. In Jesus' name.
Bless God. Let's hear Apostle Chris. Bless God.
Well, this is such a wonderful opportunity that we have to remind people that no matter how desperate things might look around us, that certainly is great hope in God.
Yes.
We cannot surrender all hope in God, because the consequence will be there for all of us. Mm-hmm. All children depend on us. All families depend on us. All communities depend on us. Those who have that light, it's important to make sure that light shines as brightly as it can to all and sundry, so they can also capture some of that. We recognize the need that we have in our society where there's a lack of good guidance. There's a lack of management. There's a lack of parenting. These are the critical components that we have. And too many, unfortunately, too many of our young folk are trying to make on their own with dire consequences. We need to change that. And that can only be done when we refocus our attention on who should be the object of our lives. That should be God Himself. Yeah. When we allow the Lord to come in, and He comes into our lives, when we open that door to Him and He transforms us, something amazing happens. The things that we would normally feel comfortable doing, it will not happen anymore. Because I have a classic example here for you. One gentleman came to our church a little while. He came all messed up. He came all confused. He came with all kind of issues on him. And we introduced him to the Lord.
Amen.
Suddenly we see a transformation.
Yes,
please.
That your man has turned into something completely different.
Yes.
It shows that God could change all of us. No matter how far we've fallen, no matter where we've come from, no matter what people say about us, we can make a change. And it's necessary for us, for our young men to get up and start doing the things they have to, put aside the guns, start playing games, good, decent sport, get the Bible and read the Bible and get to understand what this God wants us to do and begin to live our lives in a different aspect altogether. Ignore all the noise about violence and guns and all that kind of stuff. Throw it aside and choose Jesus as the answer. He is still the answer. He is still the hope we have. He is still our future. And when we hold on to Him, things that right now have us all confused, will our whole lives will turn around. All families will come around.
Amen.
The many more folk will come to the church and recognize that there's hope there, and we'll find our answer.
Praise God.
Thank you, Apostle Chris. Elder Optimus, you're waiting to say something quick. Go ahead, Elder Optimus.
Blessed good morning to all my listeners. In Barbados, as in any other society, we are focusing on lights. We're focusing on LED lights. We're focusing on solar light. We're focusing on even on the lights on the cars, vehicles that blind us when we drive at night. Mm-hmm. But while the light, physical light, is increasing, and man pursues this to see in the darkness, we are so dark in our spiritual world, we do not allow the light of Christ to enter into our minds. We are so fixated with seeing light, physical light, that we are blinded spiritually, because what the enemy has so skillfully done is refocus our minds. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." That light is what the church brings. That light is what we take to the highways and the byways. But we are so caught up in other things, we are distracted. Today, the light in the church is seek to penetrate the darkness of Barbados.
Yes.
All we ask of you, my brothers and sisters, who do not yet know God, is to let the light shine in your life, in your homes, in your families, in your business adventures, to show God still has a purpose for you. And we ask you, try everything else. You can try Kadumat when it comes around in another few days. Now, when you finish with that and you're still in darkness, try the light of Christ.
Yeah, praise God. Awesome. Thank you so much. Bless God. I want to encourage every one of you that are listening that God still loves you. And God still wants to have a relationship with you. God wants to have a relationship with Barbados again. I remember Reverend Gail was just sharing how, years ago, you had to go to Sunday school.
Yes.
You had to, your parents, even if they weren't churchgoers, they insisted that you go to church.
Yes.
Sunday school to learn about Jesus. In my work in the prison, when I meet some of those inmates, they've never been to a church.
Wow.
They've never heard about God. They don't know the Ten Commandments. They don't know Psalms 23. because the parents never ever taught. I was sending them some place where they could have a good foundation that will help them to build on, that they could be good men and women of God and great citizens of the nation. It's really sad. So today I'm saying, let's get back to the light.
Yes.
Glory of God. When the glory comes and you have the glory of God in you, it shows up. Joseph was in prison in a foreign land and the glory of God was on him. And it manifested.
Yes.
Wherever you're placed, the glory of God is manifested. Christians can't be hidden if they really walk in the light and the glory of God. Because wherever you are at work, somebody got to know you're being called.
Somebody
got to know you're a child of God. The glory must be manifested. Wherever you go, when you open your mouth, the glory of God must be manifested. Thank you so much. Bless God. Reverend Gail.
Thank you, Apostle. And we are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753. 436-4753. And let us know also how this program has impacted and challenged you. Please contact us at our office 422-2512-432-6479. And we're located 4th Avenue, Rock Dundo, St. James. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you so much, Reverend Gail. Let me say to you before we go that God is interested in you. God is interested in this country. And God is concerned with the darkness that's in this country. He's concerned with the darkness in the church as well, because the church is also affected with the darkness. We must remain the lights, because the light of God is in us. And once God is in us, we will reflect the light of God. So we will not sit back and allow the darkness to take over our nation. We must, from shore to shore, sea to sea, from parish to parish, declare the glory of the Lord and let our light shine in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening. I pray that many of you will come up to our prayer service, many of you pastors and leaders, that prayer service on Kaduma Day, starting from 9 o'clock, praise God, until 12. I don't think we can close at 12. Depends on what God is going to be doing. So please feel free to come up. God bless you. God bless all listeners. In Jesus' name, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.